Good morning, family. Yes, it is. Blessed day. Every day is a blessed day. I feel good this morning. I didn't even know I was going to make it here with y'all this morning. It's been a while. You know, things been going on. How y'all feeling? You know, everybody going through some things out there. I hope you just know that you're blessed. Yeah, even through the pain and the tears, just know that you're blessed. You're still here. You got to look at it. Look at what you got, not what you don't got. You feel me? Be thankful. Man, it's a blessing to be here with y'all this morning. Man, I'm talking about for real. Not just on the radio, I'm talking about alive. 45 years. Man, it's truly a blessing. I think I love so much. I'm just in the kitchen this morning. You know, I take care of moms now. I got a beautiful story to share with y'all this morning. Take care of mom and grandma on the way. And just changing up my lifestyle, making sacrifices that were made for me. It's beautiful. It's a struggle, but it's beautiful. So I just want to have a heart-to-heart with y'all this morning. I'm in the kitchen cooking breakfast. Y'all rolling live with Suleiman Bey. I'm just getting in the spirits, getting in the mood. Let's go chop it up today. Y'all rolling with me how I roll, man. So that's what it is this morning. We'll get into a lot of things as usual. You know, the most thing, like I said, I just want to share my story with y'all, some of my story, so y'all can know who I am. I know we all going through some of the same things. You know, which is why we look the same and we want to look different. We're going to the same things out here in the world. Trying to figure out who we are, you feel me? It's just into the universe and trying to make a difference. That's my thing. My thing is trying to love and make a difference, you feel me? I know that everywhere I go and everybody that I come into contact with, man, I watched my spiritual journey. For years, I watched it unfold. I watched it in prisons, on the streets. I watched it, everybody that I'd encountered with. I seen it. It was a spiritual purpose. And it just got deeper and deeper as my life went on, as my journey went on. The contacts, the communications, they became deeper and deeper. So I know that I don't have mere acquaintances. Some people say, oh, hi, I know that person had mere, but I don't have mere acquaintances. Like, everything with me is in depth. I'm not a surface dweller. Everything with me is, you know, real deep. I say something on top, but it has an undercurrent, and it's real divine. And, like, sometimes I put myself all my life, I put myself in situations to make myself the sacrificial lamb. I caused the self-inflicted pain on myself all my life, and I knew that I was sacrificing for those that come behind me, mainly my siblings. And so we have relationships and stuff in life where you come into it, and you think that you're going to be with people forever, but that's not the case. I never go into relationships like that anymore. That was a young mind thinking. Because I know my spiritual purpose. But just because you don't be with a person physically forever don't mean that you won't be with a person spiritually or mentally forever. Because some people last in your heart. Some people are until the end of time, like Tupac say, forever. You feel me? It's just depending on your message and how you touch those. So a lot of times I put myself into pain situations to inflict the pain. To feel the pain so I could get understanding. That's what Yahushua, that's what Jesus did. He had to go through it to understand in order for you to know how to make it through. So that's what this is about. So, yeah, y'all traveling with me this morning in my crib, chilling. Mom's going to get up in a while for her diabetic shot and her food. I just made her food, our food. And like I said, it's been a transition, but it's been a beautiful thing. And I took that burden on myself. So for y'all that don't know, you know, I was going away 14 long ones. And I'm in that process of coming home in 2019 for 45 years. He raised me, passed away. So I came home the next month. So it was like, wow, bam. Man, you see, my mom had a stroke in 2012 while I was away. So, mom, whatever reason, mom just couldn't have to go to assisted living. You know, people couldn't afford it and couldn't, you know, let people have lives and stuff. It just hard. It happened so quick, you know. So, man, that hurt. That killed me. I'm like, ain't no way I'm going to see my mom's in no place like that. You feel me? I already got a mission. I already got my own plan what I'm on in life, what I'm about to do, you know. I already been willing to this place for 14 years, and I used it as an educational center. Some people say prisons are a playground for fools or an education for wise men. Well, I turned it into a university for wise men. I turned it into a university. And I studied a lot of different things. I studied things on culture. I study things on history. But I study things on ways that I could take care of myself other than the ways that I knew. If you knew better, you do better. So that's what that was about. So I educated myself. I never was educated out here. I was miseducated and made a fool of myself. So I picked up books. I learned. I learned about trust. You know, I learned about things like that. When she went to that assisted living, I said, well, there ain't no way I'm going to leave her up in there. So I was kind of bitter at first, but you got to understand. You got to understand. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what's going on in people's lives. You know, you don't know what demons people exercise. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. So you got to look at yourself and see what the things that you're going through, and then you got to put yourself in the other person's shoes and say, okay, well, hey, to each his own. And anyway, I'm the eldest, so I'm the first fruit. You feel me? So that burden had bared on me for a long time. So, bam, fast forward, she's with me now. Okay, and grandma's on the way and stuff like that there. So we're not leaving nobody behind. No elders, nobody just can wipe my ass. Ain't no way that I'm going to let be gone somewhere else, not on my watch. Mm-mm. She sacrificed her whole life. Women, the ladies out there, mad respect. Mad love and respect for y'all. You got to change your whole life. You got to alter your whole life. And for the ones who don't want to give it up, don't want to alter your life, want to put one foot here, one foot there, stop it. Slow down. You got children now. You got a child. Yeah, just be cool. Kick back. Enjoy life. Don't be in a rush, baby. Yeah, there's nothing to rush for. You just want to sit back, and you don't want to go through too much. It's enough people out there making examples for you to watch, to learn from. You don't want to go through them all yourself. We be so in a rush. We want to make all the mistakes, take all that hurt and pain. No, just sit back and listen. Look more and listen more. You got two eyes and two ears. Man, look more and listen more. Keep your mouth closed and just study. Study life. Study the animals. Yeah, study everything, study the universe. So I said, man, I told my people, I said, listen, man, I need moms. They was like, my brother and them was like, well, you know, you fresh out. This was prior to me getting there. This was months back. They was like, well, you fresh out and you got, you know, get yourself first. And I heard them. I heard what they said. You know, it made sense, but I just wasn't feeling that. You feel me? I wasn't feeling that being the firstborn, too. I wanted to be mainy. You feel me? I wanted to go in there and let me get that. Let me get my mom. No games. You feel me? That's how I wanted to be. But I had to step back, and I had to get myself right in certain ways. You feel me? I had to get prepared. You feel me? And even in getting prepared, you still don't know until it's actually here. You don't know what you're getting. I've been away for a lot of years. She's been going through, I've been away and been going through things for a lot of years. So she's set in ways and conditions. You feel me? I'm setting ways and conditions, and man, it's been bullheaded, two bullheads. But it's been beautiful. The understanding is there. You know, it's tough love with me. You know, I should go pick up her bed and walk. And that's what I know. She go pick up her bed and walk. But she blessed. She blessed it. She raised one that would do that. It would come back and wipe her ass and wash her. I got to put her in the tub every day. I got to wash her. I got to wipe her ass. You feel me? She, one arm is good. The other one is, it has life in it, but they never gave her life. She didn't have the proper love. So, I mean, hey, everybody don't know how to administer the same. For everybody, not doctors, physicians. You see me? So, yeah. So it's just about the proper administration of the love. Her level's been getting good. We eat indifferent. Because I'm vegan anyway. The only thing that I do indulge in is fish. I was just looking at this local news thing popped up. Man, it's just seeing Miss Manny everywhere, but I was looking on the news. Y'all be careful out there, man. Man, especially it's H-Town news. Boy, it be lit up. Should be happening all around to women, children. It is no discrimination. You ought to be out safe out there. Don't be careful who you're mingling with and getting into it with and talking to and buying from. You never know. You know, innocent bystanders sitting in the car chopping up with somebody you think is cool, picking up with somebody you think cool. You really don't know the history. You really don't know what they're going through. You feel me? You got a whole life of your own. You feel me? Just be caught in the fluke or something. man, somebody follow you thinking this person got some stash with you or something really serious going on with you. Man, y'all be careful out there. Life is serious. And life is too short. You know, too short saying back in the days. It is. It is too short. So, yeah, I just really jumped on the mic with y'all in freestyle, but I didn't know what time I was going to have. I was in the kitchen. I used to get moms up with breakfast at 8, so I know I'm going to shut the show off. I was just only doing 30 minutes today, but I'm going to start getting up earlier. I'm going to start getting up earlier and just blasting off every day. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. And, yeah, the story is I got my mom, man, and my grandma's coming. When I was in prison, my grandma, I talked to my grandma and my mom all the time. And every time I talk to my mom, hey, babe, hey, I said, you doing good? Yeah. It's nice out there in Cali? Yeah. I said, you been outside? No. This is the person that had a stroke now. This is the person that got to learn how to walk again. I'm saying to myself, dang, this is going on Monday after Monday at these? No, it's nice outside, yeah, but you ain't been outside. Wow, this is, you feel me? So it's no wonder that the condition that she's in. But, hey, you know what? Broken records may skip. I'm going to make her play again. And I see the life in her. I see the life in her. And we talk, I'm just a tough love. And shit, I'm just, and I had to understand that. I thought I was being mean. But I'm not, because everybody's been soft. And getting in, oh, and just want to clean up for her love, but help you clean yourself. I'm cleaning you up right now because we're working on your spirit and we're working on your physical for that other arm. Because that other arm, when that other arm ain't got life, you can raise it up in the shower. You can move the fingers. You can just squeeze. So I'm making you use that thing more. So repetition sort of bring back muscle memory. So when we get that going, you can be independent. I'm not going to be here forever. This is the physical form. The physical form will fall. You feel me? So you got to take this spirit, what I'm giving you, and aliven yourself. Wake up. I'm going to breathe this holy breath into you. So that's what's going on. So we in that struggle and that fight. And my life is a beautiful thing. You know, I smile and I cry. It's a lot of different things going on. Another thing, just when I came home, I had told myself I'm a very spiritual person, very in depth. Like I can feel spirits, I can feel vibes, I can read you. I've been through a lot of stuff in life. That's why it's not hard to read. Most stories in the ghetto are all the same. That's why you get the urban novels, they all the same. That's why I watch the BET, all the movies the same. So it's like, it ain't like you could tell a different story to a person. Y'all be thinking y'all fooling people and running stuff. Man, I'm a wise owl. That's why I got night owl. I got night owl security. I'm a wise owl. Yeah, I'm up at night with the owl. When everybody else trying to creep around in black and sneaking and creeping, thinking they creeping up, I'm up. That's right, vigilant. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm not up, the light's on so everybody can see and other people up so I can sleep. That's how a king rests. Yeah. But anyway, I had told myself when I came home, listen, while I'm here, I know my mission. My plan was to not get caught up physically with a woman, to get me a relationship with a woman that was in the penal system, that I could write, email, she could call me. You feel me? Because I know them the things that a person needs. And I wasn't even looking just for a person to be with, but just a person to love. A person to communicate with, they need that. People in there, their families ain't talking to them, all kinds of stuff. You feel me? Somebody needs that support. You get soldiers like that. And just being there, somebody teaching them. Got any career aspiration, you can help them with college, all kinds of stuff to get on. You feel me? Now, where they go after that, that's not up to you. You could be that friend. And that's a building relationship. There's nothing physical involved with that. See? A person got 3, 4, 5 more years, nothing physical. It's all, you feel me, all mental and spiritual, so you get to learn and know who a person is first. We got to get back to that, y'all. Yeah, we don't do no chaperoning, get to know a person. We just straight up hook up, boom, 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 boom. And then we have sex, and then we just end some relationship. So I told myself when I come home that I'm not getting in no relationship, then I'm going to deal with somebody from the penal system. And, hey, I'm human. If I got the urge, hell, then I just go buy one. You know, that's what they're doing out here now. I don't go to strip clubs and come and buy one if I couldn't control myself. But coming from a situation where you've been going 14 years, that's one thing that's been mastered. I do have self-control. And if nothing else, then I use the old one of the old hands if I still haven't mastered that, because that's a mastery too. You feel me? It's still the urge. The urge is in the mind. So yeah, what is the mind on and the mind thinking about? Yeah, that stuff is supposed to be phase for procreation. You feel me? That's what it's supposed to be saved for. So a lot of times we give ourselves away. You feel me? We give ourselves away, and we don't understand how that energy is transferred during sex. That's how they consummated marriage. They consummated marriage a little time, like going into each other. They had sex first before they got married. That's what y'all do out here. That's why their marriages don't last. Yeah, that's right. They did everything else. They got, and then when they had sex, that consummated the marriage. So that was down the road. But so that's what I told myself. Come on, I'm going to focus on myself. I got a lot of stuff on my plate. I got a lot of things I learned. A lot of things I need to exercise. I don't need that distraction because with that comes emotions, all that stuff come up in. Before I came to the crib, and I stayed with my folks so I could get on. And then she got friends coming around. My sister got friends coming around. My sister-in-law, she can put somebody on me and all that. God, you know. I went against myself. I was like, man, something told me. Who is something? What did you hear? Did you hear a snake? Did you hear a bird? Did a bird tell you? What did you hear? Something told me, man, not to do or do this. No, it's yourself. And it's just about self telling me, nah, that's what I'm supposed to be sticking on. But I did. The human part of me got the best of me. And I went into it, and I'm not saying the person was bad, but the person. But the person wasn't lit. The person didn't have the look I wanted. She didn't have the build I wanted. She had a hell of a career. She has a hell of a career. She's an executive. She's an executive. She makes over $100,000 a year. Man, took me to the resorts every weekend, dressed me a good person. I'm talking about a good person, but we wasn't for each other. We was for a time. Yes, 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 ma'am. Yes, sir. Wait for a time. And I see that person right now on the top, beautiful person. And when I say beautiful, if I was driving down the street, that wouldn't be the person that I choose. Beauty is not on the outside. To me, it's beholding. It's in. It's inward. It's a beautiful person. But our paths are not the same. Our ways are not the same. But our spirit thought she's a good spirit, very helpful. So I learned from her. I could call her and get any assistance as far as information on things, she'd be supported in her field. Very professional. You feel me? But like I said, but that put me off balance because now I've entered something and it slowed my cycle down because I got to deal with emotions and all the dealings of that. So it slowed me down again. Bam. So fast forward out of that. Shoot off. Next thing I know, bam, another situation. A situation that was for the wrong reasons all the way from the beginning. For the wrong spirit, from the wrong reason, from the jump. And I was totally out of pocket for it. I was totally out of pocket for it just because of the situation. You feel me? Now, and that's what I could say. And it turned into the blessing and the curse. That's how life be. You got to see that, the blessing and the curse. Now, that person's a beautiful person, too. Person, but that person is still in the world. There's two different contrasting stories. I had one sister who was from the country in the ghetto, but she wasn't hurting now. She was gangster. She had pop pistols, her and her husband, everything, the first one. But she wasn't into that street life. Okay? She ain't with that. She ain't with that going to jail and prison. No way. And the other one, she with all the shit that I was on growing up. And this one is a baby. The other one was older than me. This one is a baby. Now, the babies think they're smarter than the parents. Y'all know that. That little baby think they know more than the parents. Think they telling the parents something we don't know. How we know? Because that was how we was. Our parents, we thought, y'all outdated. Oh, y'all don't know. Man, y'all babies. We see y'all a mile away. We see what y'all doing. We see before you go into the group, touch the pub. We see every move that you want to do. You don't even know it. So that's how that goes. So I came into it for the wrong reason, but it was a spiritual equation there because it always is. And the spiritual equation was beautiful. And, a lot was learned out of that. I had to deal with a lot. You feel me? I'm quite sure I ministered a lot, and I had to suffer to endure. The beautiful part of it is I seen that person grow. Yeah, and my human side will always look for weaknesses, always look for frailties to point out. But when you're pointing, the most of the fingers are at you. That's why Yahushua Jesus told him that. I pointed at this girl, talking about she's sleeping with all these people and doing all that. And, man, he got down and said, man, The sin is in the thought, not in the desire, not the action. How many of y'all ain't secretly lusting and doing all kinds of stuff in your mind? None of them couldn't accuse, because if it's in your mind, eventually you'll act on it. God is the cause of it all. So this person was for a different reason. You feel me? And I was drawn to the person not for physical looks. She's light-skinned. I don't mess with light-skinned. You feel me? The shape was the same thing with the other one. But the spiritual equation with this one was different. The first one, then, the spiritual equation connection wasn't at all. It was, she was just trying to show me something. Thought she was showing me something. She did. She showed me a good time, but I was already attuned to that life. But she did show me a beautiful time. But this other one, the spiritual equation would perk my nerves, would maybe even go delve deeper into it. So, anyway, I suffered through the, I was just watching the person come out of their cocoon. And like, man, the cocoons are so ugly. But if you know the butterfly under there, it's worth watching that cocoon. It is. It's worth watching it just sit there until it breaks. Because you're like, man, that's an ugly little piece of shit sitting there. It looks like a little turd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like a turd. But guess what? When it pops, that's a beautiful thing. And that's the moral of this story. We went through our things, and I knew it wasn't forever, and I stayed there longer. And I stayed there longer. But guess what? I lied on his best. Because every time I fled, I was running. Every time I left, I was running. But I wanted to never come back. And I did. And the moral of the story is, I seen the butterfly. Yeah, I was able to see the butterfly. And that's the best thing that I can tell y'all now. You feel me? We can't judge people's life or nothing, because we was the same way before. Before we didn't know. You feel me? Before we came, and we even backslided. Backslided many times. You feel me? Just hold your faith, brother. That's all I say. I feel like I'm to y'all. I just want y'all to just hold your faith. Just stay strong. You feel me? Just stay strong. Believe in yourself. You got your higher self and your lower self. Cast that person down. Do right, do good. You feel me? And be blessed. And that's what it's about, helping other people and doing right and being blessed. And you'll make it. You'll make it through anything. I'll be a witness. I've been blessed. Man, every time it seems like the door is closed, or every time the door is sealed, that's why I say seen closed, man, three of them open. It's like, it's just cool. I don't have to work as far as what y'all call work. I can do my own work. If I want to work with my hands, I can. If I want to make money on the computer, I can. Or I could just sit back and invest and use ideas, because the system I have set up and the system that I've set it up, where nobody's left behind, and hey, we all have that pressure. Yeah, you got plenty. You got whatever you want. We're going to put it into stuff. It's your mind seeds. It's for the future. We're going to make something happen. And then you look up 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and you're like, whoa. Yeah, man, like, whoa, y'all, I don't know if y'all or nothing to remember that song, you feel me? Yeah, but that's how this go, man. This is about, for me, it was so beautiful. I seen the vision. I was given the vision while I was dragged away. And I was given the vision. I seen it. I seen the people who was in it. I think it, you know. I think this at the palace. I mean, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. I think this at the palace. And it's in fruition. It's coming to fruition. And that's all I can say. I'm sticking to it, and it's coming to fruition. You just got to have patience. You just got to have commitment, determination. And you got to know how to take tools and tools and turn it into a lot. You got to study. Yeah, not just yourself, but everything around you. There's a lot going on. You got to study it. Listen, I just cracked the credit code. I have no idea. I bear witness to that, Allah. I bear witness to Allah. That's the Most High. And the credit energy that flows in me. What they all call man's laws and ways, this stuff is nothing. This stuff would be decoded. I put some letters together yesterday to the debt collectors. You know, I told you all about the debt collectors. I put some letters together yesterday, very potent, very informational, from their law, from their language. And I'm telling y'all be throwing away these letters they send y'all, asking for bread some of their y'all old collection people. And they come on within 30 days. You need to contact them within 30 days. And you need to get that. And 9 times out of 10, it won't go no further than that. because they got to give you the evidence, the name and the address of the creditor, and you need the information. Once you get that, you need all the information. You cut out the collectors. And you go straight to the person supposedly a creditor. Now, I want to know this. How is a person a creditor if you're using your signature? Do you know what your signature is? Whatever money they pay you owe, you use your signature is used to authorize it. You authorize the transaction. Wow. So that means you have to have an account. So don't be fooled. Don't be bamboozled. So I send them a business letter. Why? I'm outside of the 30, what they call the 30 days. Listen, why the mail pop up? There they go again. They send another one. But they send it to the wrong address. You see, you have to have your information right. You have to check the bureaus and make sure your information is all in there right and put them on those in writing. Get all that calling in writing. Certify the mail with return. Get a copy of what you sent. All right, so you have to leave a paper trail. Yeah, and that's what you do, Eric. You got to set a tone and be able to defend your position and make it stand out. Get into the consumer code. So what's the definition? Get into Title 15. Get into 1692, Section 1692. Get into TILA. Yeah. Super Dreaming Act. All that type of stuff. You can learn stuff. And I just went in and got the languages and send it to them. Who are you? Yeah. That's what you ask them. Who are you? Yeah. Who is a consumer? What is a consumer? Do y'all know what a consumer is? And you got to find out what that means. Find out what a consumer means. You start getting in there using the language against them. And start getting your credit game right. And start being right with it when you get it. A lot of y'all just get credit cards and just take off with them. Yeah, boom, thinking it's a spin. No, you got to know how to use it. Listen, this is longevity, y'all. This is about longevity. Do you know how to really ball? You don't really ball by as soon as you get the money going to buy stuff, and you can have some look good. You got one or two pair of this, one or two pair of that. No, that's not feeling it. That's not true. That ain't being it. You're faking. So when you really want to ball, you got to stack. Yeah, you got to put a plan together. So I'm gonna stack for this many years. You know what I mean? Then I'm gonna be ready. Whether it's a 3 year, 5 year, 10 year, whatever it is, 2 year, whatever it is, you got to put a plan together. How long you gonna stack and flip and keep putting into yourself? You can begin, you look up, and that should be a normal part of your life. You should be able to wear a Gucci, Louis Vuitton every day, and it shouldn't hurt you. But you have them. People don't see it. Oh, damn, you just came up. Nah, you sacrificed for 10 years. You feel me? Because for 10 years, everybody around you will be doing the same thing. Oh, they'll have a new nice car, you know, every summer. Yeah, they'll have a new nice car, but no house. Yeah, they'll have some new clothes on and all that type of stuff. They're going to do that. Yeah, they're going to get out here, and that's how they're going to fake feeling it, what we used to call it. They're going to fake feel it. You see them all out there, everybody was getting his money and running around getting his money, and they all buy cars and stuff like that. Yeah, they did. They don't got nothing. You feel me? They all watch Bitcoin and all these other coins. They don't got nothing. Yeah, they lost them. Look at Ethereum. Ooh, I love you, Ethereum. Keep going, baby. Oh, look at Ethereum. Ooh, bought you at $4.45 a coin, bought three of them. At $4.45 a coin, I'm modest. Yeah, I don't need a lot. Yeah, you feel me? I take mine in pieces, though, month over month, year over year. Because think for them 14 years, if I would have did that, if I would have had some put up on the Monopoly board, even Baltic and Mediterranean, the little places on the corner, even without nothing on them, just getting $300, $400 a month for both of my properties. That's $800 a month for 14 years. Yeah, you see? You see, but people don't think like that. Y'all out here fooling around. Y'all out here blowing money fast. Yeah, that's the thing to do. Burn money fast. Okay? You burning money fast. You know, you got to turn that trash. I don't burn money fast. I turn that burn money fast trash, cash, into real assets. Yeah, it's the Suleiman Bay, the morning drip. I hope you've been rolling with me and enjoying me, man. I got to get moms in here, man. I've been rolling with y'all for about a buck now, about an hour. So, about 30 minutes. That's what I tended to do. But like I said, enjoyed y'all today, man. I'm going to get back up with it, God willing, tomorrow and give y'all the full 90-minute show. And hopefully I can get my man Hakeem Jabbar on in the road with me and tell me about what's going on out there and what he's been doing. Let me see if I can grab something for y'all real quick. And don't forget to hit me up at Legal Empowerment Group LLC.com and the Al Moore Consultation LLC.com. And that website been having problems too. It's supposed to be back up, but I paid them on 11. I know what they're waiting on. So yeah, that we just gonna keep touching in, man, the families for the prison. We ain't doing prison reform. Trying to shut down the system. The system is bogus. You see the case McGurk versus Oklahoma. Study that, people. McGurk versus Oklahoma. Supreme Court case last year. Dealing with the tribes. Who are you? Who are you? You gonna keep saying you're Negro? Y'all like saying that word to each other. You'll keep saying you're black colored. Oh, I saw my leg come. Beautiful stuff. I hope it, man. I hope that picture, man, I got to receive the picture, y'all, yesterday from the sister. And I lied the best. And you're right. That's how it goes. When you striving, and the Bible is saying this, listen, when you striving, this is how the Bible says it. For the Bible listeners. When you clean up your house, the evil spirits go out and they look for houses like yours, basically. And when they can't find filthy houses like yours, they come back. So basically, they will come back to you, and they come back deeper, meaning they go appear to you in different ways, in different forms. So it might come from your spouse, your mate, your children, your mom, anybody. I've had that happen in my life. And you got to see it. But that's not the person is a vessel of what's inside of you. It's a foe that you're fighting that's coming to you in that form. So for me, it happened when I went to prison. I broke my mom. Talking to her about a lie, and she wrote me a letter saying, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, all our people in prison. And I was like, oh, I'm never writing her again. It's over. But she was the vessel, was testing my spirit. But my spirit, my higher self said, no, go into the books and teach her. So I taught her out of her book for months. And then I started incorporating the Quran to her. And then one day I got a letter, and she said, As-salamu alaykum, son, your Lord is my Lord. Teach me everything about your way of life. And I should have too. Yeah. So that's more of the story. So the sister, me and the sister, I met the sister. My lie was on her tongue. That's what brought me to her. Beautiful spirit. You know, beautiful children. But I knew that we wasn't going to be forever. But we are forever. Because that spirit is forever. And we learned a lot from each other. We grew a lot from each other. We did. We learned a lot from each other. And, man, it's just amazing how Allah works. I woke up, there was just a lot of stuff was going on, and I try to keep my promises, and I don't try to be a bad person. I try to do good. But I don't like being taken advantage of, and I've been taken advantage of a lot of ways in that relationship, in that situation. And I just sat back and endured it because I knew that I had a mission. I knew that I had to minister a certain thing. I had to be a certain way. And just to fast forward the story, just the more of the story, like you can leave a camel of water, but you can't make them drink. Man, I just know that I received a picture of the sister at a mosque, you know, with a gear on. Now, no, gear is for outside appearance. I'm past that. I'm past physical prayer. Yeah, past outward appearance. But that's a start. Because if you clean out, if you understand that cleaning outside of you is important for appearance, then you should make sure that the inside is clean, where the real stench is. And I believe, you know, I was sent to the sister for a reason, which I know, of course. And I'm glad that the sister is where she at. And the moral of the story is, I think the little maggot, the little caterpillar, yeah, I think the cocoon, and I see a butterfly. So I already think that. That's who I am. I already think that. So for me, like, my mission was accomplished. Did I hear it? No, I didn't hear it there. All I lead you to is, I didn't hear it there. I just hope that I was an example and instrumental. I'm glad it happened during my watch. I was able to see the morphism. That's beautiful. So for all y'all out there, don't think because stuff don't work out for you and stay physically. Try to be good to each other. Don't try to harm each other. You know, try to be good to each other. Try to be honest and respect each other. You know, you want to keep lasting relationships. You don't have to talk to people every day or nothing. You feel me? You just don't want to, you know, you don't want to burn people and do wrong to people. That's not good. You feel me? The reward for good is good. That's what I'm going to make them have to do. The brother told me, that's right. The reward is good for good is good. So likewise, the reward for evil is evil. And that's what means that I'll be eye for eye and have to do evil to somebody who do evil to me. Love's going to get you. Man, I'm in the KRS-One. Love's going to get you, man. So that's how that goes. And if you don't understand that, the law of reciprocation, then just keep on living. And the more you live, you understand that you wasted a lot of time, that you could have just went on ahead and followed suit. You can listen to people around you and learn. Get some wise counsel. So listen, I got to get mom breakfast. Check her, you know, get her prick, see where he at, get her that natural stuff, and get her traveling and stuff on for the day. Peace and love. Make sure we get into our teachings on what we need so we can evolve as a people in the nation. And so then y'all be peace and y'all be blessed. Sweet mother, baby, the morning drip, I'll catch y'all later. Peace.
At the end of the day, I don't rent the arcade. I walk from school to my mom's apartment. I gotta tell the suckers every day I'm starting. Just where I'm at, if you sought the Lord, to stay on course needs to roll with force. A boy named Rob is chilling in a bed in front of my building with the rest of his friends. I give him a pal, so I mean I shake his hand. He's a neighborhood drug dealer, my man. I go upstairs and hug my mother, kiss my sister up in front of my brother. I sit down on my bed. On top of that, that caught you score for 50. I'm driving around now with three of my guys. The war is on and I'm on the ride. We roll right up to his favorite hangout, said hello, and then a bullet sprang out. Some fired back, so we took cover. And all I can think about was my brother. Dropped him up and began to run. Busting shots, hoping to hit someone. So I just stopped and let off three shots. Two hit him and one hit a cop. I threw the gun down and began to shout. Come on, I got him. It's time to break out. But as we ran, there were the boys in blue, pointing their guns at my four-man crew. They shot down one, they shot down two. Now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like you're addicted to it. It sneaks right up and takes you right out. So, for future reference, remember, it's all right to like or want a material item, but when you fall in love with it and you start seeing it and carrying on for it, just remember,